True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Micah Parsons storm from yesterday. In fact, ironically enough, Micah Parsons is in Green Bay right now doing his press conference. We've got the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott, listening to the press conference right now. So he's picking up some nugs from our boy Micah Parsons as he kind of lays into what his newest digs look like. I heard him say something about along the lines of he feels at home and he feels comfortable already. Of course, $188 million will do that. $62 million is what he's slated to earn in year one. So, of course, the Micah Parsons era in Dallas is over as of yesterday. He is now a Green Bay Packer. And Kenny Clark is your newest Dallas Cowboy. We'll hear from him in just a little while. And, of course, he will be wearing number 96. And, of course, the rumor on the streets is that Micah Parsons will be wearing number one. So if you're so inclined, or if you're still on that Micah Parsons train, which, by the way, Shoddy told us today, Micah Parsons is still part of the Dallas Cowboys family. I'm Fred Davis. We got our boy Blake Elliott in the house. As always, it is a Friday night. It is high school football is in full effect. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Let us know if you got kids, you got stepkids, nieces, nephews, grandkids, play cousins, whatever you have that might be playing in a high school football game tonight. Maybe you had a game last night. North Crowley, defending state champion, had to sweat one out last night against Lancaster.
Ooh, that one got close.
22-18 was the final score. Ray Gates and crew down most of that game, but they were able to a big fourth down stop in the fourth quarter. Pulled up lame, cramping up on the next play. And of course, for 45 yards later, North Crowley's in the end zone and they pull out a just kind of a gut buster last night, but 22-18. And so, of course, Duncanville, DeSoto, Denton Geyer, Alito, everybody's back in action tonight. And so, I think a lot of the schools are in action tonight, but we'll keep you. If you're headed to a high school football game, if you've already had your game, let us know, represent. We'll give you a shout out tonight. Arlington Martin
going against Lake Travis.
That's right. They are playing. But I've got some good news about I've got some good news about your boys over at Arlington
Martin. Talk to me. You got more than me.
No, I do. And that's from our boy Charles Baggerly. He is the editor for all things high school sports at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll play his audio here in just a second. He joined me yesterday. Of course, you guys know I do the Mythical High School Football Show on the TSN network. Well, guess what? if you're so inclined, you can listen to us tonight at 10:30. All right. So that's at 10. That's on 1080 KRLD. Look, if the Rangers are taking care of business, which we expect them to do tonight, go ahead, flip it on over to 1080. Myself, Khaki Kevin, and Steve Randall taking you through all of the action tonight here in the great state of Texas. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our boy Dylon behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Blake, you've listened to a little bit of the press conference with Micah Parsons. Anything that jumped out to you off the bat?
Nothing crazy. I have Dylon feverishly working back there to see if he says anything groundbreaking. We'll give you that audio if he does. But Micah Parsons in his versus attire, he's got a yellow mustard beanie on, then a sweater with the colors green, blue, light blue, yellow, and green. I might say green twice, but Packers colors, if you will. Comes out the gate, says he's wearing number 1. Will not be wearing number 11, who is owned by Jaden Reed.
Right.
So he will be keeping. He'll be switching numbers to number 1. He said he feels physically great, feels at home, no nonsense, just football. And then John Machado just put this quote out. Micah Parsons said he did not have any say in what team traded him to.
What team traded to?
He didn't get to say, I want to go to the Packers. At least that's what Micah is saying at this press conference. And he was asked about his back. He said, physically, I'm great. No back issues.
Shocking. Shocking. What a development.
That back, man.
Man, that $188 million check I just got. Man, the back pain just disappeared.
You could probably get icy hot.
At the very least. Hell, they probably got it at the facility over there. So Micah Parsons is now a Dallas Cowboy. Or excuse me.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
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 Wow. No, he's not a Dallas Cowboy. He's a Green Bay Packer. Freudian slip.
I think this guy's feeling.
Mike McCarthy. where is Mike?
The last time I saw Mike was on Pat McAfee on the draft.
Okay.
That was the last time I saw him.
He's hanging out. He's chilling.
What
did he make while he was in Dallas? $25 million? Something like that? Sure. Give or take? Because he was here for what, 5 years?
Colleyville Heritage, they're playing Red Oak tonight. And then Hebron playing Jesuit. So those are my three rooting interests. Hopefully all three get a dub today.
Do you have the clip ready? My UT Martin Blake High School clip? This is legit. So as we alluded to, we do the high school football show on TSN, and so we'll do the show tonight. This is a post game show, scoreboard show, yada yada, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a whip around, and then we'll do scores and all that kind of stuff. Last night, Thursdays, we do the countdown to kickoff.
Okay.
Normally, I get a high school football coach on. We get one from the north, south, east, west, yada yada, whatever. Last night, we got. To cover the north side, we just went ahead, or north side of the state, we went ahead and just got my boy Charles Baggerly, who, like I said, I alluded to, is the high school sports editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So he mentioned that, you know, one of the teams he covers is, you know, Arlington Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, well, he said he covers Arlington Martin, so that immediately triggered me. I said, wait a minute. I busted my boy's chops all last year for Arlington Martin. Let's see if we can't get a primer or preview on what they're going to look like this year.
Real quick, for my co-host, Blake Elliott, you said that Arlington Martin should expect a bounce back season?
I think so. It's hard to tell because they're reloading a lot of talent. But if you look at what they've done historically, they've been great. And last year, they had some problems in terms of accountability, and they had some internal issues. But in terms of program-wide talent, they have it.
Okay.
Now, their week one game is a challenge against Lake Travis. I wouldn't go into that expecting them to be a favorite. You're looking for how they bounce back and how they handle adversity. That's going to tell you what their season is going to look like.
Not a lot of Blake Elliott's or Miles Garrett's lining up on that team right now. So we'll go ahead. We'll do what we got to do. Or maybe?
Well, there's Jesse Ford. I mean, he's a defensive end, and he, in my opinion, he's the best in the area.
Okay.
He's he's rated really high, one of the best returners in Tarrant County.
So, Jesse Ford.
Shout out Jesse Ford.
Okay. One of the best in Tarrant County.
What I love is the in-depth that this guy takes his job. Because, like, I love how he's doing the scouting.
Right.
of like, I mean, they reload talent over there. Yeah. It's like these
had some problems last year.
Had some problems with accountability, right. The locker room issues. I'm like, I'm thinking back to when I'm in school. We're just like, football, yes, is a priority, but there's so many other things going on in your mind. You're not thinking about team-wide accountability and reloading talent.
Might have been the problem. Might have been the problem. But that was an issue last year. But at least you know Jesse Ford, one of the best in the area in 2025.
I think Hebron's supposed to be pretty good. My boy Clay, as we know, is a defensive coordinator.
Friend of the program.
Over there. And I want to say in the preseason top 25, I don't know if it was by area or by school.
Class.
I think it was by class. I want to say they were like 21st, 17th.
Okay. And they're 6A, yeah, correct?
And they've been unranked forever. Like, this is Hebron for the last 5 years or so. To my knowledge, they haven't been that good.
That district, by the way, is loaded.
Yeah.
Because you got Hebron, you've got Flower Mound, you got Marcus, you've got my Louisville Fighting Farmers, and I want to say you got Denton Geyer.
Well, they got a transfer that just came in to play quarterback for them, and I got the little inside scoop. I'm not breaking news because this is public now.
Well, I mean, but it has to be. They're playing tonight.
But no. But here's the thing: the transfer is getting denied eligibility a week before the first game.
Oh, so they got denied last week.
Yeah, backup sophomores playing for Hebron.
What happened?
I don't know all the ins and outs, but I'm sure it's about moving. Like, he's from another district.
Of course.
And
they found out the address he was using wasn't really his.
No. He moved. So, new address.
Yeah.
But I guess they're saying the reason, you know the whole thing, the reason you moved was for football or not. He's going to court about it.
So. Yeah.
Has a lawyer and everything.
Really?
He's appealing it. Yeah.
Do we think a decision will be made before the season's over?
Hopefully before the season's over, yeah. I think they're expecting him to play. I don't know. I got the quick 45-second synopsis.
I mean, let's be real. Is anybody surprised? Texas high school football?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'll just say this. The kid was coming from a very prestigious school, and the kid in front of him is committed to Alabama. So, you know, he wanted to get some playing time.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. And the kid behind him is committed to Georgia. So.
What?
So he was like, well, I'm good. And he won the starting job over the summer or over the spring. Summer.
Right.
And now can't play.
When did this decision just came down a week ago?
Yeah, he played in the preseason game, which was a week prior.
Yeah.
So you can imagine Clay's not happy.
Somebody snitched.
Clay is not happy. Well, yeah, because they put a beating on. I forgot who they played. I think they played Duncanville or something like that in a preseason game. Not a beating, but they like played really well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They were like, whoa.
Yeah, this kid can play.
Yeah.
It might have been Duncanville that snitched him out. Somebody did.
I want to say Hebron played Duncanville in their preseason game.
Right, the scrimmage, right?
Yeah, scrimmage.
Because we saw some of the clips on social.
Yeah.
So, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
You're going to high school update first segment.
You didn't know. But look, it's a Friday night. I mean, let's call it what it is. We are, look, somebody texted in. They said, hey, we're mic it out. You got some, what do you got there?
I was going to
test. A couple more mic eclipse?
No, that's on my boy Dylan. I'll let him interrupt me with mic eclipse. College football is also on today.
We have, tell you what, Nebraska.
Shout out.
Cincinnati game.
Went down to the wire.
Turned out to be a pretty good game.
Apparently Mahomes left early.
I mean, why wouldn't you? It's Cincinnati, Nebraska. What the hell are you sticking around?
Dylan Raiola finishes the game, takes a knee. You know he's looking. Where's Mahomes?
Yeah.
And he's not there.
Trying to be a little too Mahomes. It's almost kind of weird.
So we got 8 games of college football going on as I speak. I'll save the best for last. We got Colorado at Georgia Tech right now, 6-0. Colorado's
up. Colorado just scored.
You got I want to say the freshman, Caden Salter. Is he a freshman? I want to say he's a freshman.
Yeah.
For Colorado out there, he's able to get his first passing touchdown of the year. Auburn and Baylor just kicked off. That should be a fun one to watch.
That's going to be a good one.
I think my boy Sawyer Robertson from Baylor is a sneaky pick to not win the Heisman, but just be
in the conversation.
Another game going on right now. You got Illinois versus WIU, which is the Illinois Leathernecks.
Mm.
New one for me.
Is that Western Illinois?
I think so. It's just WIU. I don't want to talk out of turn.
I'm gonna say Western Illinois.
Illinois is already up 14-0 in the first quarter over there. You've got Wake Forest versus Kent State. Wake Forest up 7-6. With 5 minutes left in the first half. And then for some other games, you've got Appalachian State versus Charlotte. Appalachian State is up 7-3 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. You've also got Army versus Tarleton. Army's up 17-10.
Yeah, it's Western Illinois.
10 minutes to, or we're actually just started the second half, a minute in to the second half. I guess Tarleton hasn't had the ball. Oh, they just don't keep track of stats, I guess, on that one. And then the game that Fred's most interested in, the Kansas Jayhawks against the Wagner Seahawks.
Wagner!
They're up. Kansas up 14-0.
Powerhouse.
Your boy, Jalen Daniels, is 9 of 11, 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. First quarter just ended.
And Daniel Hyshaw with a 9-yard scamper as well. So KU moving the ball once again.
I wouldn't really say any games to, pin for tonight.
Auburn Baylor.
Yeah. What's going on right now? I'm saying ones that haven't happened yet. None of the other games I don't think most people are going to care about. But Auburn Baylor being the biggest draw today. Michigan State playing today. You want to get your eyes on that. Tarleton Army is always a fun one. And then obviously the Kansas Jayhawks.
I would say
I got Micah here.
Go ahead.
He said Green Bay, it feels like home.
You got a clip?
This is about 50 seconds here.
Okay.
You know, at first it was like, obviously, like anyone, I got kids, I got, a house, I got family that all moved down for me. And it's a change, right? And I had to sit down and talk to my family about this potential opportunity. And that's when, I got the chance to speak, with some other guys and faculty about what it could be like if I decided to come here. And, once I got that comfort zone and they said, and, I got to talk to Rashid a little bit. That's my guy from Penn State, came in together. This is like, it's like Penn State. Like, it's like home. Like, this is like a brotherhood. Like, it's safe. You focus on ball and, we keep everything the right thing. It kind of gave me comfort and it kind of gave me a better decision. Like, okay, this is the place where I feel like I can take my next step and continue to have a great legacy here.
I'm not going to disagree with Micah. I think this could be great for his career, playing football wise. But brand wise, I think he is going to get a culture shock. Now, Micah Parsons can still be, he's still going to have his Instagram. It's not like he lost his Instagram or anything or his presence. But we all know the power of the star brings you, and that's why you get spotted Bleacher Report and why you're on all these commercials and yada, 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 yada. Micah Parsons going back to Penn State type S where it's a brotherhood, it's all about football. I think it's good for Micah, but his whole Bleacher Report stuff and social media and wanting a business after football with that kind of stuff, I don't know if being in Green Bay helps you that now. Obviously, if you're winning Super Bowls, leading a team in sacks, sure. But we'll have to wait and see.
Does Green Bay have the cachet as Dallas? Of course not. But it didn't and I get it's a quarterback, but, didn't stop Aaron Rodgers from being on every stinking commercial we ever saw. It didn't stop Brett Favre from having all kinds of, before he, the Mississippi welfare scandal. So, from that standpoint, you could do a lot worse than Green Bay, right?
For sure.
The thing about Green Bay, and this is why I don't think his brand's going to take that big of a hit.
I don't know if he's still going to be the Bleacher Report guy.
Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know. Just that. I mean, he's still going to have reach just because we're going to be talking about him all through next year. What does Micah look like on his new team? But just Micah in a vacuum, I don't know if the Micah Parsons for the Green Bay Packers, it's going to be, he's still going to have the cachet because he was a part of the trade and he was a part of the Cowboys. And what does everyone say? Former Dallas Cowboys released the waivers, whatever. Like, it's always, that's your biggest moniker, your biggest tag. But like Max Crosby,
former Cowboy traded.
Yeah. What happened?
You said former Cowboy released to waivers.
No, I'm saying that's how when all those tweets get put out, like a guy that used to play for the Cowboys, when they get released, they never say like former Bill receiver. They're like former Cowboys receiver. And they always find a way to put the Cowboys in the headline.
Right.
But like, I think you could have a situation, and maybe I'm wrong, where it's Max Crosby ass. Me and you, all the Tolos listening, we know who Max Crosby is. We know how good he is. We know how dominant he is.
Yeah.
But the casual fan base, the casual guy walking down the street, unless he's a Raiders fan or a hardcore ball guy, might not know who Max Crosby is, nor what team he plays for, nor care. And I think Micah Parsons.
They also don't win, though.
Agreed. I do not think the Raiders and the Packers are the exact same.
Yeah.
But you're going into a space. I'm talking about strictly brands. I'm not talking about on the football field for anyone that's just tuning in. Micah Parsons is going to be a great football player. Continue. But just the brand stuff could, I think, take a hit because we don't talk about Max Crosby every day. And he's maybe just as good as Micah Parsons. A lot of people would argue that Max Crosby is right there. I've even heard some people say he's better than, because when you look at run defense, being there, whatever. I think Micah Parsons is better.
So Micah just spoke on leaving the Cowboys. It's 20 seconds here. We're pushing it.
Go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it.
Yep.
I wish, things didn't have to be like this, but, I'm happy for this opportunity. I'm happy to be here, and you know, I'm ready to win some games.
Mike, did you talk to before you left? Did you talk to Jerry, Steven? Did they tell you that you were being traded, or was it all through David?
It was pretty much all through David.
Mm. Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, Jerry made it clear, and we've heard whispers, and of course, if you heard the Nick Eatman interview this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby, I mean, I thought he laid it out beautifully and pretty explicitly, you know, as far as how this thing went down. And this wasn't a money issue. This was, again, I mean, again, we've all pretty much learned this by now, and again, once football starts on Thursday, we can pretty much move on, thank God, and hell, we can probably move on this weekend, really. But, you know, the Cowboys made their offer. All right, and they you know, as the story goes, they offered him more guaranteed money than the Green Bay Packers did. But it got personal, and, you know, Micah pissed off Jerry, and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. And again, if anybody that watched The Gambler, we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point, when you betray Jerry Jones, that's a wrap. Whether you just got done winning two Super Bowls or whether you're Micah Parsons, when you piss off Jerry Jones, that relationship is over. I'm Fred Davis. That is the one, the only, Blake Alley. We got our boy Dylan behind the glass. It's a quick show tonight. We'll take it up until 8:30, and then we hand off the broadcast baton to the Rangers Radio Network as they are in Sacktown to play the Sacramento Athletics. All right, but when we come back, Kenny Clark, we hear from him. How excited is he to be a Dallas Cowboy, and what can we expect from this Dallas Cowboy defense under Matt Eberflus? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Listening to the Fan After Dark, Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, joined by Dylon, giving us all the crispy audio of Micah Parsons, the new Kenny Clark of the Cowboys, everything that has to do Dallas Cowboys, we've got you covered. I will say, some of you guys just tuned in because someone texted in, Friday Night Lights, come on, y'all, talk high school football.
Late to the show, my friend.
Late to the show.
Late to the show. Not only did we already talk high school football, but we already got a Arlington Martin update, thank you very much, from yesterday. So we do this here on Fan Out. Live and local.
Not new to this, true to this.
No, we are not. Or we're true to this part. Yeah, we're not new to this. Hello. Hello. I'm pacing myself, if you haven't noticed.
What does that mean? You're on a pacemaker?
No, I'm not on a pacemaker.
You're on the Pacers.
Oh, the Pacer plug? The Pacer plug?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Pacer plug, if you know, you know. No, I'm pacing myself. I'm meeting out my energy because, as I alluded to, and we'll just go ahead and shout out. Where's that caller calling from or texting from? 214?
817.
817.
Fort Worth.
Shout out. The Mythical High School show that we used to joke around with last year, because remember I would always miss Crosstalk.
Yep.
And you'd be like, oh, where's everybody at? Where's Fred at? He's doing his Mythical High School
show. So now you're
show.
Not going to miss Crosstalk, but you're going to miss the show.
I will not miss. I mean, technically I missed the show last year on Fridays because of the high school football show.
You just weren't here every Friday?
Don't you remember when I would come in and you and CA would be doing the show and I would come in and jump in for a segment?
Was that every Friday,
that
though?
Was every Friday, bro.
So now you're just going to miss less of the show.
No, I'm going to miss every Friday because wow. I'm either going to be. Well, I don't. I can do the first 3 hours, but my point is this: and that's 5.5 hours of radio. I mean, just powering through. I mean, that's G-Bag right there. But it is. I'm either going to be here doing Fan After Dark, and or the Mythical High School football show, which you can hear from 10:30. Now, we do the show from 10 to 12:30. KRLD picks it up at 10:30. And, of course, if you're on the TSN, you can pick it up at 10. But tonight, or I'll be in Kansas watching my son play football.
I shouldn't plan for any Fridays with you.
It depends on what Tim's going to do. I mean, if Tim's going to have me do the first 3 hours, then you hold it down with whatever producer you're on with for the last hour.
Mm-hmm. We'll just take callers. It'll just be Fan Phenom with me being the host every Friday.
The last hour of the show?
Extended cuts.
Yeah. I think you and Dylon could hold it down for an hour.
No, we could. I'll take callers. I'll say, give me your best take.
Yeah.
And I'll grade everybody, and it'll be like a coaching session.
Oh, and you're coaching?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the only person here. You want to coach from in the middle of your show?
You don't want to give takes or what?
No, I'm going to give takes, but it's going to be.
I don't know that an hour of just you coaching callers is really A-plus radio.
It might be. Has it happened?
I'm not sure.
Hasn't happened. Don't knock it till you try it.
I might tune in.
Tolos, would you do
live
it?
Live listen to the Fan 105.3. Enough high school, guy. Let's go to our guy Blake Elliott coaching callers in Dallas.
You guys can coach me when you call in. You know, yeah. I'm sure people have their thoughts.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They probably have thoughts about both of us.
Do y'all? I wonder.
877.
I ran into Justin and Nick. Justin and Nick.
Yeah.
I'm at Steak and Shake.
Who are they?
Guys.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you. I'm at Steak and Shake. Wait for my car. We're going to get to some.
I thought they closed all those.
We're going to get to George Pickens. Talk about Micah here in just a second. No, they don't. Steak and Shake is my go-to burger spot.
Well, the one in Louisville, they closed down.
It's because it's Louisville.
Oh!
It's because it's Louisville.
Oh! Don't get punched in the throat, bro.
Either way, so my car's
Louisville.
My car's getting worked on.
Yeah. By the way, what did they say about your tire?
Fix. No problemo.
No?
No problemo.
Good for you.
My car's getting fixed, and so I had to go bite my time. I had to figure out something to do.
Bite or bide?
I like bite. I had to bite my time. And so I walked to Steak and Shake because it sounded appeasing, eating my garlic steak burger.
I think appealing is the word you're looking
for. Appeasing, appeasing works.
Let's just butcher the English language.
I think appeasing works. It appeased my appetite.
While he was biting and appeasing.
And I'm eating my garlic steak burger. Right. And apparently at Steak and Shake, you have to scan your receipt to get a drink. So I'm standing there trying to use the drink machine. He goes, no, brother, you have to scan. And I scan.
Wow.
So I didn't know
gatekeeping the soda machine. Yeah. Not a bad idea if I do say so myself.
Then I'm doing that, and I hear out of the corner of my eye, or corner of my ear.
This segment.
Let me talk.
Gone.
And let me talk, and I would get to it. Nick and Justin talking fantasy football.
Uh-oh.
So now my ears are peered.
What were you getting? Okay, you're just making up words at this point. Peaked, I think, is the word you were looking for. What soda did you get?
High C mixed with lemon. I had my water bottle next to me, so I was going back and forth.
Okay.
And then I go, who should I start this week, Ibuka or Tet McMillan, as an entry?
Yeah.
And they go, one guy says Ibuka, the other guy says McMillan. I let them kind of debate it out. I go, you guys know sports, don't you?
Well.
And then they go, yeah, I said, where do you consume your sports media? You know, live games, TV, YouTube, Facebook, social media.
I said, the Fan.
One guy said, I don't really get on my phone, just, you know, watch the games. The other guy says, I do everything. I said, everything. I said, 105 through the Fan. He said, dude, I've got it turned on all the time.
Oh, real life Tolo.
And then I said,
in the mix.
I said, well, I'm Blake. He goes, cool. And
you killed him.
Fred's hitting the glass of our skyscraper right now.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, he just pretty much just said cool.
I don't believe him.
And I just kind of went, well, I'm on Fan After Dark. I'm not much of a name dropper, but I feel like in a situation I kind of had to give myself some validity. I was like,
the fact that he crapped all over who you were.
Okay, Blake. All right,
not impressed. One of the two.
Had to throw the Brian Broaddus, John Machota, Nick Harris. He said, and as soon as I said that, he goes, oh, okay, so you actually, you know what you're talking about.
So he didn't know. He's clearly not a fatty.
Clearly.
Not at all.
No.
So he wasn't convinced you actually were on.
I don't think he was convinced I knew sports. Probably because I asked him if I should start Ted McMillan or Abuka.
See, this is... okay. So what
I... Then I just awkwardly left. I said, tune in.
See, that's where I... Because I learned the same way you did, the hard way.
I was trying to be you.
No, and I appreciate that.
Because you always make fun of me for not sharing
promote.
So I was like, let me do it.
Shamelessly.
And I just did it just very extrovertedly. They were not talking to me at all. They were across the restaurant. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
Look at you. Making friends. No, because that happened to me. And I remember, I don't know if you remember the story, when I met Atolo in my apartment complex. He comes pulling up. It's like, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whatever. He comes rolling in. And I can hear the fan on his radio.
Yeah.
I said, will you just listen to 105.3 The Fan? He's like, yeah. I said, Tolo? He goes, yeah. I go, you listen to Fan After Dark? He's like, eh. I'm more RJ and Choppy, the morning show, midday, a little bit of G-Bag. He's like, oh, okay. He goes, why? I said, I'm Fred. I do Fan After Dark. He goes, oh. And I want to say he might have actually said, that's cool also. That's cool. Is basically kind of just a dismissive way of trying to be nice without saying you suck. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So, hey.
It's okay. Someone said I listen frequently and I'm not convinced Blake knows me. That's fair. Hey, that's why we host Fan Phenom.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. But you know what? Don't underestimate the entertainment value you get from Fan After Dark.
That is true.
Okay. Because if this show was just for a bunch of nerds reading stats, okay, any Tom, Dick, or Hank could do this show. But you know what? They can't.
Or David.
Or Dave.
Did you?
Or Fred.
It's Richard. That's the other name.
What's that? That's short for Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dad's name.
Richard.
Yep. Richard David. David Richard. One of the two.
What's his bowling like right now? Do we know? Have we got an update? His wrist is still hurt, right?
He's still recovering from surgery.
What is he, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Do we know an update? Let's get an update from him.
He's on the pup.
Can you text him tonight and ask him when he expects to be back?
Should I have him call in for the Atlanta Falcons?
Like what? Just in general?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down for it.
Okay. I'll make it happen.
Have you heard your dad talk sports?
Yeah.
Can he talk sports?
Yeah. He knows sports. I wouldn't say to like an elite ball knowledge, but he knows like what's happening with the Falcons.
Okay, so he's not gonna give us some crazy like out of this world.
No, no, no.
Okay,
like he was like, I know why they drafted Penix, Kirk Cousins. Like he wasn't like, who is Penix and where is this? Why are we?
So
doing
he can it? Appreciate some nuance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I
I wouldn't say he's like
I had
to. Son,
well, no, but... I get it. Like my boy Kip, I had to bust his chops today because he said something about, you can tell why Dak's a 4th round draft pick. I said, okay, look,
okay,
Kip, friend of the program, love Kip. I said, Kip, we're 10 years removed from Dak.
Someone said they're not convinced I know English.
Now that I don't disagree with. I know you know sports. In fact, I was I told you that a year ago. English, that's not incorrect.
Here's the thing that people are misinformed about.
Okay. So far, so good.
Everybody has these boxes of how you should talk and what other people have told them is the correct way. And then they just follow said box.
Well, no, that's called just proper English and using the words the way they're meant to be used. And you're not doing that.
So if you expound even your brain a little bit and realize there's different phrasings.
Expound your brain on what?
There's different ways. If you open up your mind and go, hey, there's maybe a different way this phrase could be said.
Are you gaslighting us right now? Because that's kind of, I mean, I'm still learning what that word means, but I feel like that's what you're doing.
Maybe
right
this
now.
Word could be said in a different context. Okay. Maybe it's not always what my great grandparents told me. Yeah. This is the way to talk.
No, actually, because that's how people had to talk back then.
See? Had to. There's no had to.
No. What I mean by that is
there's no had.
No. What I mean is people had to talk. See, that's the difference.
Oh, right. Are you talking about in person?
You couldn't just text and use improper English.
And that's a whole different language, texting language.
That doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it correct.
But it's just, I didn't say right or correct. It's just a different form.
Incorrect.
That's incorrect. Your thought process.
No, it's true. It's incorrect. That's... No, sounding ignorant does not mean make it
now
right.
Now you're putting a moniker on.
I absolutely am. No, I 1,000% am putting a moniker on.
Having a different...
Bastardizing the English language because, you know...
Who wrote the English language?
Who's the Latin? I mean, it's derived from Latin.
Okay, so we've already had the language be manipulated.
So by your rationale, I'm listening. It's okay to dumb down and bastardize
See, why,
the language.
You're the one saying dumb down. I never said that.
That's
I never
literally
said
what you're saying.
It's not what I said.
What are you
I
saying?
I never once said dumb down. I said it's a different form.
So we should expand our brain because this newer generation doesn't know how to talk.
I didn't say newer generation either.
That's exactly what you're saying.
You see what he does? He puts words in my mouth. Dumb down, stupid new generation. I said... Texting language is a different language.
And it's idiotic.
And that's just your opinion.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
This is your opinion.
No. That's real.
See, this is I figured it out. Real. I have figured it out, Nyla. Fred conflates his opinions with facts. That's a fact. There's no other way. Nope. I don't want to hear anything.
I am not gonna stand for stupidity. Okay.
I think stupidity is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
People would call this Micah Parsons trait stupidity.
But that's a different context.
It's everything can.
No, English is English. You either know how to speak it or you don't. Period.
No, but I'm saying
we shouldn't because people don't know how to talk. That's not because it's different. It's different ways of looking at it. No. Sounding idiotic.
I agree. Sounding idiotic
is not like we shouldn't be okay with that.
Sounding idiotic is sounding idiotic. But what is idiotic is up to the beholder. Is up to the person listening.
Okay.
Again, because look, somebody with a really deep accent from whatever country might sound not proper English to you. But
that's
different.
If English is your second language, that's a different conversation.
Okay, say somebody from Britain that maybe speaks a little clearer to your ears. We also interpret sounds differently. You know that. Every single human.
That's fine. We interpret sounds differently. But the context structure of how you use words or phrases is that's what I'm getting at.
No, there's definitely ways to phrase things that maybe sound more standard. I'm not disagreeing with that. That I'm not disagreeing with. I think I don't talk in a very standard dialect. Blake has never dismissed that thought process once. I like to think outside the box, throw words together, and I know some of them are not correct. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not saying Blake hasn't made up a word or two in his time.
Right.
But I think to say that it's idiotic or dumb because it's a different way than most people speak, I think is naive. It's my only thought process. We'll go to break. We'll give you George Pickens, a classic English speaker.
You right here in the studio,
and Kenny Clark and Osa Odighizuwa, what they think about the Micah Parsons trade and what they think about their new teammate.
See, that's just a different way. Different way of looking at it.
I just misspoke. Okay, that was an accident.
Way of looking at it. Next. It's a different way of saying it.
Welcome back into the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis and our boy Dylon. We've got plenty of audio to get you from the Micah Parsons press conference with the Green Bay Packers. He's had a lot of words to say to Cowboys Nation. He does a dialogue to you guys. He has what it's going to be like to face them in week 4 and much more. We've also got his former players reacting to him getting traded, as well as the acquisition of their new teammate and Kenny Clark. So a lot of fun stuff. I'll try not to derail this segment with language talk, and we'll get right into the fun audio. So, Dylon, I sent you a couple clips. Let's go ahead and do the Micah Parsons message to Cowboys Nation. I think this is a minute 23. So this is Micah Parsons on what he has to say to you Tolos.
Yeah. To Cowboy Nation, really just thank you. Like, I don't think people realize, you know, I'm a very simple man. It's all about principle with me, and it's all about, you know, the love and authenticity. And, you know, for me, just a kid from, I never left Pennsylvania, pretty much until I got drafted. You know, I was a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania guy to Penn State. And the moment I got drafted, you know, I had a second home. And they welcomed me. They opened their hearts out to me. They poured into me. That fan base is one-on-one. So thank you to the fan base. Thank you to all the players that I play with. I'm going to miss my dog, Seven. That's like a brother to me. There's a lot of people that I got close relationships with over there, and I'm going to miss them regardless, overshown. That kind of like really you don't realize how people, you know, and I told Overshown this, like you don't realize the impact people have when you see their determination, their resilience, the keep getting back up factors. And these is both guys who had knee injuries, and I saw that just work so hard, and you just want to pour back into them. So, you know, I wish, things didn't have to be like this, you know. But, you know, I'm happy for this opportunity. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, I'm ready to win some games.
I'll say this off the rip. It's a tough situation. Kind of when Luka obviously got traded to the Lakers, I'll just say with this, with saying the right things in front of the press. Because you want to still be nice and save some face. You know, love those guys. I wish it had to be this way. But then you have to also kind of say, well, I'm glad it's this way because I'm with the Packers and I'm ready to be here and I can be here forever. Not like, I wish I was still in Dallas and I got traded.
Like
you got to kind of play both sides. So yeah, kudos to Micah because it's a tough question to answer.
Although it is easier to, when you get traded, it's a lot easier to, that part's easy, right? As far as the, you're thanking the fans. Mm-hmm. And your teammates. Mm-hmm. Like, that's easy to do, right? Like, there's no consternation there. I mean, he mentioned Overshown. He mentioned Trayvon Diggs.
I think Diggs is a Packer next year.
I mean, let him be.
Free agent.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's see what he does this year. I mean, we're still waiting to see what that's going to look like this upcoming season. But, you know, hey, go for it.
You talk about how easy it is to talk to the fans and talk to your teammates. Well, let's get into the nitty gritty. You know, the front office is where it's all fell apart. And he was asked about the concern with the contract situation with the Cowboys and how it did not go down how he wanted to. What does he have to say about the contract situation now that he's in Green Bay?
Were you starting to worry that the stalemate was not going to get resolved? And I mean, the Cowboys game is not that far away for them, their opener. Like, were you starting to worry that you were going to have to take this farther than you even wanted to?
I was. And it's obviously not what I wanted. I think, you know, throughout my career, I played through so many different obstacles and things like that. Like, every opportunity is a great opportunity. That's kind of how I look at it. And I did not want to be in a position where I was missing opportunities, not only to feed my family, but, like I said, the brotherhood. Like, them guys wanted me on the field as bad as I wanted to be on the field. They look at me as, you know, their big brother. Like, he needs to be out there. I know we can win with him. I know what he can do out there. So, yeah, you know, I was worried about that. But now it's resolved. I could come. I'm going to fly in here Sunday afternoon, learn this playbook, and get ready and try to go out there and perform on Sunday afternoon.
Your thoughts?
I mean, again, I look, Mike knows he's a media trained guy. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, he does a podcast every week. I mean, you know, newsflash. Look, I don't think any of us expected this thing to devolve the way it did, mm-hmm. Right? We didn't expect it to get personal. Yes. Did we expect there to be a holdout? Were we surprised by that aspect of it? No, we were not. Are we finding out now that there was more going on behind the scenes between Jerry and Micah that we realized? Then, yeah, I think we're starting to find that out. Are we going to find out, and we're going to talk, you and I are going to talk more about this tomorrow when we're on 1 to 5 o'clock, you know, that maybe the podcast did rub people the wrong way? Sure. But at the same time, I mean, it's Micah Parsons, right? Like, he's the kind of guy where, and I think Nick Eatman said it this morning, and I thought it was perfectly well put. Micah Parsons is a football player. Like, that's what this dude is, right? So whether he's laying on a table, whether he's, you know, mean mugging at practice because he wants to get in, or whether he's in Green Bay or Dallas, the bottom line is this. Yes, is he questionable against the run? Absolutely. Yes, can you scheme against him? Sure. But when it comes to pure, raw, innate ability to get to the passer, which is at a premium in 2025 and just in the NFL as a whole, number 11, a.k.a. now number one, is as good as anybody in the National Football League.
Well, let's see how he's going to fare against the Cowboys in week four. He was asked, what is it going to be like playing against your former team?
How do you envision kind of that return, what that's going to be like, the atmosphere and everything?
Well, you know, obviously Dallas got to do what they got to do to get to week four. We got to do what we got to do. I see no easy games. I see the Lions first on Sunday, what I got to try to get ready for it, and I see the Commanders on Thursday night. So I see two games that got some of the most, you know, elite offenses in the NFL before we get to Dallas, which I know is another elite offense after seeing them all in camp with CeeDee and Pickens. So, you know, I got to focus on that one first. But when it comes to week four, we'll be ready. And, you know, we're going to prepare the same way we had the previous weeks.
I think that's a good answer.
This reminds me a little bit, and I said this last night, but it sounds again like this reminds me of the Tyreek Hill to Miami move. He doesn't sound, and I'm not, and again, let's use the Luka interview again as an example. Again, different dynamics that were involved all the way around. Micah does not sound overwhelmingly excited about being a Green Bay Packer. Like, I don't get that vibe from him.
More excited than Luka. I thought you were about to say than Luka.
No. But I'm saying, well, yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, yeah. Luka didn't want to be a Laker initially.
Correct.
But my point is, for a guy that just signed a $188 million deal.
Did you see the video of him jumping around the house?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, look, if I just got $108, but in the moment, how many times have you had, look, anybody listening right now, you, me, I'm sure there's been times where we've been hit with news and it sounded, and our initial thought was exuberance and enjoyment. Then when you had a night to sleep on it and then the reality of it set in, yeah, you were still happy, but you're like, oh man, is this maybe what I thought it was going to be, right? Yeah. I mean, to your point, you said this earlier, Green Bay's not Dallas.
Yeah, you see that quickly when you get off the plane.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're freezing your, and I get it. He's from Pennsylvania, all right? Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This is all football.
Is not Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah. All right. Dallas, Fort Worth is a global city.
Yep.
Green Bay is Green Bay.
Football.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
So the whole not showing up to practice, you know, the classroom stuff, you know, stuff that we've heard murmurs about at the station, other reporters as well, that's not going to fly, I would assume.
Well,
There's nothing else to do. Like, you, there is no, I'm doing brand deals.
Hell, he might be doing three podcasts a week being in Green Bay.
Well, let's hear from George Pickens of your Dallas Cowboys on how he thinks about this news. Obviously, being a guy that was traded, I think James
and
Slater.
And being a Mulligetta client.
Yep, I thought James Slater asked a great question. Let's hear how George Pickens devolved the Micah Parsons trade.
George, you have a unique point of view on this. You've been part of a trade yourself this year. What did you think of this whole saga?
I feel like it was just, you know, some people got to do the best for their situation. And I feel like from organization and from player, that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Do you feel Micah's, the lack of his presence here today? I mean, what's the mood been around here?
Yeah, definitely when you got like a guy that's been here for like 4 or 5 years dominantly, you know, making an impact, you definitely gonna feel his presence when he's not here. So I just feel like I said, you know, the best for both parties, especially for him and what he wanted, especially for, you know, kind of what the organization wanted. So yeah.
What were the cell phones and the group chats looking like last night when this news went down?
I was on the video game, actually. I didn't know until I looked up, I think, like, early this morning that it was like, oh, yeah. But kind of like I said, best for both parties, I guess.
How good was, for looking at from Micah's lens, how good was it for you to have a change of scenery?
It was good for me, just strictly because, when you're somewhere so long and you build a certain label, a certain record, or whether that's good, great, or bad, you kind of want a fresh start, and I feel like that's what a lot of people in life, yeah.
Do you find yourself gravitating over to Kenny going, hey, man, I'm new here too?
Yeah, definitely. I'm he's brand new, and I'm just new. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to embrace him as well.
Appreciate you so much.
Sure.
George, yep.
Great job by Jane.
Yeah, it was good. Didn't know until this morning. That speaks volumes to me.
Well, he was on the game.
Oh, he didn't get up at all? The trade
was locked
in. The trade went down at 4:00 in the afternoon.
Hey, some of them games be locked.
So you mean to tell me that George Pickens, probably, and so from 4 p.m.
I guess
until Monday, so 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the biggest trade in the NFL this year, and George Pickens didn't find out till this morning. either he's BSing us or that speaks volumes about the overall perception of Micah Parsons' locker room. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but hey, that's what I do. That is the Phenom, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. 2 segments left, then we're going to hand this thing off to the Rangers broadcast. We'll get into what Kenny Clark had to say and some Rangers as we get ready for a 3-game set against the Athletics.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Don't go anywhere. Final 2 segments of the program right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That is Blake Elliott. Dial on behind the glass. 2 segments taking you up until Rangers baseball. They have a 3-game set against the Sacramento Athletics.
Look at those helmets.
You know, we'll get into some Rangers talk in the next segment.
Yeah, I saw your brain.
Brain was working, and we'll dive into the Rangers in the next segment. So, all right, wrapping up some Cowboys talk here, and of course we'll dive into more. And I'll tell you what, starting tomorrow, we'll get more into the defense. Now that you know who this team is as far as the defensive side of the ball, get into some of the Matt Eberflus, what his systems have done in the past. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. He's never had a defense with anybody that created more than 11 sacks on his own. That was James Houston way back in 2019, I believe, and James Houston was my age at the time. So but he's also had good defenses right now. First 2 years in Chicago, that defense wasn't very good. You could argue it wasn't very good last year. But the one thing, and I'll just tease this for tomorrow, his defenses are good at turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. All right, and that can be the great equalizer. It's one of those things where, look, you can give up all the yards you want to, but if you can hold teams to field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, I don't care. Move between the 20s all day, every day. If you can have a good red zone defense, cause some fumbles, cause some interceptions. Cause field goals or field goals instead of touchdowns, there's something you can work with. Can this defense do that? Well, we'll find out soon enough. All right. Speaking of which, Kenny Clark, newest Dallas Cowboy, also going to be number 96. So we were questioning what his number was going to be. He will be number 96, even though he was number 97. And, of course, Osa is number 97 for your Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of Osa, this is what he had to say about his newest defensive line mate.
All right, Osa. Got a little bit of familiarity with Kenny Clark. What are your thoughts?
I'm excited. You know what I mean? I know he's a baller, so I know he's going to be able to help our defense a lot.
What was the group chat last night when all of this news broke around 4:30, 5 o'clock?
I mean, I just got a message. I was like, what's going on? Went to my Instagram, refreshed it, and just saw the news, and it's kind of shocking. Definitely didn't see it coming, you know. Despite everything that was going on, I thought I definitely was fully expecting him to still be here. So it's definitely a little weird, but, you know, nature of the business kind of happens a lot, you know. So especially with the timing of it, don't really have time to, like, you know, to dwell on it too long because we got a job to do. We got a game on Thursday, so.
Is that the mood of the locker room? It's get back to business. You've got Eagles week one.
Pretty much. You know, doesn't change what we got to do on the field at all. So,
I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
You know, you say you love to hear it from the standpoint of, I mean, again, you hate to see a guy like Micah Parsons go, but I am encouraged by what I've heard from. I mean, George Pickens was like, "Hey, I mean, he gave pretty much generic vanilla answers." Osa, yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but it doesn't really affect me because we've got to go out and we've got a job to do. So. That's what I like to hear from your guys that are going to be making guys that you expect to make impact plays, guys that you're counting on going into this 2025 season. Let's hear from the man himself, one Mr. Kenny Clark.
I just went to go to the store, got my daughter some ice cream, and got home. Man, it was just random. You know, got the call. Definitely was shocked. I didn't really know much, you know, to say. But man, after talking to Jerry and Steven. And Shotty, like, you know, I felt welcomed, and, you know, they made me feel at home, and it was dope.
You mentioned your conversation with Jerry. What was his main message to you?
Man, this trade wasn't getting done unless I was in it. And that made me, man, feel wanted right there. And now I'm happy to be here. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed.
You mentioned being wanted. What does that do for you?
Man, it's everything. Just, you know, I just got traded. So, I mean, they clearly didn't want me. And, I mean, to hear this trade wasn't getting done without you, I mean, it's awesome.
There's a fan sentiment that, you know, this team, they lost Micah Parsons. They got worse yesterday. What would you say that this team got better yesterday?
Man, my game speaks for itself. Like I said, I mean, how anybody else could feel or whatever the case may be, that's not my concern. I'm here to play football. I'm a football player. I'm a dog, and this is what I do.
Things, your four-year-old, you say, hey, I got traded. They play. Oh, what is it?
When I told her we was going to Dallas, she was like, oh, we going on vacation? Like, nah, we still playing football. Like, we still here. My daughter is super shy, if you know my daughter, and she been, man, when she met Jerry, like, usually she don't want to shake no hands. She don't want to fist pump nobody. She ran right up to him, gave him a fist pump, a handshake, and just been excited. And, you know, that explained it in itself. I just went to go to the.
He's a dog. I love it.
They obviously didn't want me.
They chip on his shoulder. And again, I
age 30, toe, surgery, didn't play well last year.
No.
Something to prove.
He'll be fine. He's got plenty to prove.
He'll be fine.
Yeah,
no, no concern at all.
No, zero.
Is it because he's on the Cowboys now? Zero concern.
I mean, he's a professional. I've got the utmost faith. I mean, this guy has been a high performer since he got into the NFL.
I agree.
Right. So I mean, unless this guy goes out and spits the bid. I mean, look, here's the thing. He's married, two kids. You've never heard anything about it. I mean, look, say what you want. I mean, I this is important stuff to me. Okay?
Married, two kids.
Absolutely.
He's going to have five sacks.
No, I'm just saying, like,
does
look,
he fix
dude,
the Cowboys' run defense?
He helps it. Absolutely.
Fix.
I mean, we don't know yet. How many games have we seen so far?
Do you think it'll fix the Cowboys' run
defense? I think it'll help it, yes.
I agree
I can't
that it'll
say
help
it'll
it.
Fix it. I mean, we don't know. We don't even know what the defense. We haven't even seen Eberflus's system yet.
We have. We've seen his system, just not in the Cowboys. But it's not like
okay.
Eberflus is a new DC.
Oh,
today.
I mean, because all those 11 guys that played on here played for those two teams.
You said we haven't seen his system. We haven't seen
players
under him. We haven't seen these players under him, but we've seen his system. I don't think he's overworking how Eberflus calls a defense.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, we don't know if it's gonna. You know, we don't know what it's gonna look like yet with these 11 guys.
I mean, yeah.
Obviously, that's all
no
I'm
games,
saying.
No games been played. Well, we got to project.
Point. I mean, I think this defense is going to be better than people think.
I said bottom five. I said bottom five, and I'm still standing by that. Where are you putting your cards?
17
in?
To 20.
That's pretty bad, but okay.
17 to 20.
Okay.
Okay.
So five spots better.
I mean, look.
Six spots better.
17 to 20, and depending upon your turnover differential, I'll take that all day, every day.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you got to look. Here's the thing. Give up.
I'm just smiling.
If you give up 23, 24 points.
The Cowboys. You think they're going to be a team that gives up 23 weekly?
God, I hope not.
No, I'm saying on a good side, you think the Cowboys can hold teams to under 23 on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis? I mean, I think in some cases. I mean, let's not pretend
There're going to be some weeks, of course, where teams don't score 40. But I think there's going to be more teams scoring over 20 than under 20. They're not going to be this team winning 21-17.
I mean, look, this defense wasn't great last year, and they went 7-10. And you know, hung in there at the end of last year. It was their offense that sucked.
Bears last year, obviously Eberflus wasn't the official DC. He was the head coach.
Well, and of course, he got booted out like, what, week 10 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 21 points a game. That was like 13th in the league as far as points allowed per game.
What was the Cowboys?
Cowboys were second worst, 27.5.
Okay.
Only the Panthers were worse.
I was going to say, I could see 23-24. I'm sticking with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking with that.
Rushing yards per game, the Cowboys were fourth worst.
Yeah.
They allowed 137 yards per game against them on the ground. The Bears were right behind them at number five spot at 136.
Yeah.
So, inspiring stuff. At least you got Eberflus.
Yeah. Then you got Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark, Dexter Lawrence.
You got Osa. Kenny Lawrence. Solomon.
Can I start calling him Kenny Lawrence?
You can call whatever you want to call him. I mean...
Am I alone in this, Tolos? I mean, let me know if I am. I am of the thought process that this is probably a good move long term, and you had to put the nail in the road somewhere of paying all these guys max contracts, and Micah Parsons was not leading you to the Super Bowl. That part is the two things can be true. I don't think that was going to happen with Micah. So if this is the guy they say, hey, we're not going to pay him, we don't like his attitude, cool. But I don't think Kenny Clark is now making his team even. Blake's estimation, even a playoff team. Think they'll be better stopping the run, but like I discussed with you on the phone earlier, you're not as good at getting to the pass rusher now. So you created one problem to fix another. That's great and all, but I don't think
you still got five other guys.
None of them are Micah.
Oh, of course they're not.
Not even two guys put together are Micah.
Okay.
Well, that's my point. Your pass rush went to an A+ to like a B-, maybe even C+.
Okay, you got Dante, but you got five guys. You got a rotation now. Right?
The rotation was still there whether Micah was there or not. It's not like the players were off the team.
I guess they're just not going to – I guess with Micah gone, I mean, I guess nobody will sack the quarterback.
I didn't say that. I said the pass rush will not be as good.
Hell, of course it won't.
Okay.
I mean, breaking news. The pass rush won't be as good without Micah Parsons. I mean, so
– it's an important part of football, you just said.
I understand that, but Dante Fowler has been is a good pass rusher, right?
We've mentioned his name like twice this offseason. Yes, he is a good pass rusher.
He didn't play in the preseason. We've mentioned Dak's name twice in the – no starters played. How many times
I'm talking about as far as hype going into the season. Like, we got Dante Fowler this year.
Yeah, nobody's mentioned him because it's been Micah because we've gotten hijacked by Micah since training camp started.
I mean,
let's be real.
Some of that's fair, but I don't. No one.
You haven't mentioned Osa. You haven't mentioned Jack Osborne. Jack Sanborn. That's the brother. Jack Sanborn. You know, we mentioned Trayvon only because he's hurt.
I just don't want the narrative to be that Kenny Clark. People listening to Jerry Jones talk to today that Kenny Clark is all of a sudden the savior. And now this Cowboys team is now. I've heard people.
Anybody that thinks Kenny Clark is the savior is kidding themselves.
I've heard people. This team is more balanced now, and this team is going to go further now without Micah. Maybe in 3 years. I think that could be true.
I think you can look.
But short term, you did not get better.
I disagree. I think this team. Here's all I'm going to say is this. I don't know that the loss of Micah is the end all be all that. You're making it out to be. I really, really don't. And we'll dive more into it tomorrow because I'm telling you right now, I don't know that he was, I don't think the loss in the locker room is as pronounced as we've been led to believe.
No, yeah. I'm talking about off the field stuff, on the field stuff.
But I'm telling you that, look, you don't think guys, you've been in these locker rooms. Mm-hmm. You don't think these guys are hearing the fact that, oh, without Micah, y'all ain't squat.
No, for sure.
Okay.
And I'll ask them about it when not Thursday.
Yeah, we got like 14. We got a couple weeks before.
Well, when I see them, last season.
No, well, absolutely. Well, and hey, if they're 1-1 at that point, we got plenty to talk about. All right, that's Blake. I'm Fred. Let's talk about this Rangers baseball team coming up next as they get ready for a new three-game set. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Final segment of the program happening right now as we've got a little Texas Rangers baseball here coming up momentarily. But as young Mr. Blake Elliott already pointed out, Western Michigan 0, Michigan State 23. We've got Baylor getting that ass beat by Auburn 17-3. And don't look now, but Georgia Tech 10, Colorado 7. And that's with Georgia Tech turning the ball over three times in their first three possessions. But like I said, we haven't been able to watch in its entirety right now, kind of doing this show and kind of go. We got three games on at the moment. And maybe the game of the day so far. I mean, let's be real for just a second. Game of the day so far, the Kansas Jayhawks, 29, Wagner, 7.
You let Wagner score?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I'll give you $1.
Okay. If you can tell me where Wagner is?
Yes.
I'm guessing it's somewhat close to Kansas.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, you actually know?
I don't. I have zero idea.
I'm going to go either close to Kansas. That's my first guess. Go ahead. Second guess is going to be New Hampshire.
Not so far as far away from Kansas?
Not so far away from Kansas. My second guess is New Hampshire. My third guess is North Dakota.
North Dakota, but yeah. Go ahead. But your first guess is
close to Kansas.
Where is Wagner?
I was gonna say South Carolina. College. Just for the record.
Okay.
I put in three guesses.
What is it? Washington. Wagner College or Wagner University?
Dude,
Wagner,
it's your team playing.
I don't know. Wagner Seahawks. They are located in.
I said Pennsylvania for my second guess.
The U.S. state of New York. You were close. You did say New Hampshire. You got the new part right, but you did not get the York part right. No. You said Washington.
No.
No.
Washington. That's kind of the wrong side of the, of the country.
He didn't say Washington.
I said Washington and South Dakota.
Oh, I heard.
Or South Carolina.
He said South Carolina. That's what I heard.
He's rattled off like four different things. He's gone on us and rattled off like four different states.
And I was not even close to any of them.
Needless to say, all the seven states you both mentioned, neither of you were right. So
I was pretty close.
You were close on your third guess. All right, real quick. You know it's college football season when it's Mel Elliott Blake / Mel Kiper, if you know what I mean.
48 years I've been covering college football, Green. Never remember a game as anticipated as this one. It's all about Arch. He's only had 12 pass attempts after the month of September last year. Only 95 career pass attempts. Yet he's being talked about as the number one pick in the draft, leading Texas to a national championship, winning a Heisman Trophy. That's a trifecta. That's a lot of pressure on a quarterback going up against Matt Patricia, new defensive coordinator. Remember Belichick against rookie quarterbacks? Didn't do too well, right? And his defense lost a lot of guys at Ohio State, but they returned some stars. They got a kid, Kenyatta Jackson Jr., coming off the edge. You got Sonny Styles at linebacker. You got Caleb Downs at safety and Jermaine Matthews Jr. at corner. At Ohio State defense has some formidable talent on that side of the ball.
Mel just dropping nuggets over there for you tomorrow. Texas, Ohio State.
Couldn't be more excited.
That's a big game.
I will say, you know, going against Matt Patricia, NFL, DC, the whole thing. I had to check, make sure my eyes didn't deceive me. I'm pretty sure Sark did this last year going against Wink Martindale, DC of the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, Michigan wasn't very good, though.
That defense, though.
That defense was stout.
And
that defense only that kept him in it.
And what did Sark and Quinn Ewers do? Max protect. We're only sending three guys out. We're just gonna block all your crazy schemes and see if you can cover. And they couldn't. So you're going to see the same thing happen tomorrow. Arch Manning, I think, I'm going to give a prediction right now.
But Arch can run, though. That's the only difference.
Because the game will be already going on when we're on, and then we're going to get your Texas Rangers.
Is that an 11 o'clock start?
Big noon kickoff, baby.
Okay.
I got 27-24, low-scoring game. Maybe even 24-21, but I'll stick with 27-24.
That's a good scoring game.
Okay, let's go 24-21 then. That's too much points. Yeah. 24-21, Texas wins.
Oh, so you don't have Ohio State kicking a field goal at all? They're kicking a field goal. 24-23?
I like that.
Unless it's seven field goals.
We'll make a compromise. I like your score. Let's go 24-23.
Yeah.
Texas wins. Arch Manning, two touchdowns.
Last second field goal by Texas?
No, last second. Ohio State has the ball. Texas makes a stop.
Okay, so they're down 24-23. Driving Texas defense comes up big.
Arch Manning throws an interception. Everyone freaks out.
Yeah.
Probably
early,
second quarter.
Early.
First or second quarter. Yeah. Everyone freaks out.
This guy's overrated.
Two touchdown Wednesday. It's gonna be a run game. Both teams have new defensive tackles in there.
Yeah.
I think it was, I want to say 26 or 33. I know those numbers are completely different, but let's go on the lower.
I'm gonna go 2017.
26 players in this game or from these two schools were drafted in the NFL this last year. Might even be 33.
Yeah.
A lot of talent's gone. A lot of young guys
stepping
in. Let's
just say 73 players. This is the entire teams. Both of them.
I'm being for real. A lot of young new players in this game for both teams at the nose tackle position, at the quarterback position. Texas got Anthony.
I heard Texas has a new quarterback.
They got Anthony Hill. They got Michael Taft.
Yeah.
I want to say they have a defensive tackle. It starts with a C. I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent over there. Ohio State does have the best player in the country, though.
Jeremiah Smith.
They do got the best player in the country, in my opinion. Dog. So he's still going to do his thing. But I got Texas 24-23, two tutties from Arch.
I'm going Texas 2017 as well. And Arch, it's going to be an uneven performance.
It's going to be ugly.
The analysts say.
It's going to be ugly.
Look, it's week one.
No preseason.
And Ohio State is no, I mean, like you said, I mean, this is a two juggernaut programs, and I think you're going to have some turnovers. Yeah. But I think you're going to have turnovers on both sides of the ball.
I could see a special teams turnover.
Absolutely. I could see a muffed punt.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call that right now while we're at it. So, I think Arch has a rough first half and starts to get into a groove mid to late third quarter and then leads them to a game-winning drive in the fourth, 2017 Texas Longhorns.
Well, let's hope your Texas Rangers don't have a rough start. Here is the lineup for today. In center field, Michael Hellman. At short, Ezekiel Duran. I don't know how many times I've said that in my life. Michael Hellman leading off in center. Ezekiel Duran batting second at short.
I mean, is this the Frisco Rough Riders that are playing tonight or what?
Wyatt Lankford in left will be in the three hole. Adolis hitting cleanup in right field. Josh Young behind him at third. Higgy behind him in your DH spot. Cody Freeman at second base. Jonah Heim. And then our boy Dylon, he's playing tonight. Dylan Moore at first base for your Texas Rangers with Jack Leiter on the bump. Is this the most uninspiring batting order I've ever given you for the Rangers this season?
I don't know. I like that Dylan Moore guy.
That Dylan Moore guy looks like he's going to
Dylan Moore, Cody Freeman, Ezekiel Duran, and
I'm picking him as my home run pick, by the way. I'm picking myself that home run.
You have four players that, like you said, are usually on the Frisco Rough Riders or are on the bench that are playing for you in a must-win series.
Who's pitching tonight?
Jack Leiter.
I mean, look, he looks
Nasty great. Jack!
Look.
Lights out Leiter!
I don't care if Jack Leiter throws a no-hitter tonight.
Leiter might do it. They might ask him to. They might say, hey, you're going eight.
Do we understand that after this, you've got the Diamondbacks, you've got the Astros, you've got the Brewers, you've got the Mets, and then you've got the Astros again. September 11th, it's a Thursday. You and I are on the air that day. All right? Two things are going to happen. We're going to commemorate 9/11. All right? Never forget. And we're going to commemorate the Rangers season.
Wow,
because it'll be over.
Wow, I'm not gonna go that far.
I'm doing it. I'm saying it right now. Okay, I've been sitting on that little nugget for the last 3 days. All right, it's going down. The season's over. You have no Seager. You have no Simeon. You have no Evaldi. Your bats have been meager and up and down at best all year long. And suddenly, the Frisco Rough Rider contingent is going to take you to a playoff spot against three of the hardest back-to-back-to-back series of the season. Don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, great stuff as always from Dylon, Dylon, Dylon. Another absolutely tremendous performance from the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. We'll see you tomorrow. Go get Rangers. Good night. God bless.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.